Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
TK, Pony on vacation right now. I think he's down in like Hilton Head, and his little girl they were at some sort of animal park, and she had one of those like pythons that's about 3 or 4 feet long, and it was draped on part of her shoulders while one of the handlers held it. Would Tyler Kennedy allow somebody to put like a 3 or 4 foot python on his shoulders?
Never. That's like my biggest fear. Like, I don't care about like mice, like spiders, nothing like that scares me.
Really?
I'm dead scared of snakes. Snakes just like throw me for a loop. I used to wake up I remember when I was younger, I'd wake up and I'd be jumping around because I thought like snakes were coming out of the ground. Like, I had nightmares about snakes.
Wow. Okay, so just the backstory here. We had Matt Clement, former MLB pitcher from Butler High way back when, just on before you. Donnie Football admitted he would never let a snake near him like that. Clement goes, no thanks, I'm passing on the snakes. Here I am feeling like a pretty tough guy, TK. I let one of those same pythons just hang out on me for like 5 minutes. I was like, yeah, whatever. No big deal.
Yeah, never. Like, I don't know why, but like, when I was growing up in Canada, we had a ton of like gardener snakes all over like the my cottage, and they just like
freak you out. Okay, even though that snake cannot do anything to you, you could pick it up and use it like a rope and throw it.
Yeah, it's still like very creepy for me. And the guy played with Brent Burns. He would actually take them on the plane. He wouldn't tell anyone. And if we were going to Detroit, he had a guy who was breeding these snakes. So he would take a snake and put it in a bag, and he'd open the bag and he'd leave it on the bus, and he'd bring it right on the plane. And that's how he got it back to California, because he started to breed snakes too. It was nuts.
I mean, was Samuel L. Jackson alerted to this? They made a whole movie about snakes on a plane. They literally called it Snakes on a Plane, and here is Brent Burns living that life. Interesting.
Yeah, it was. Like, Brent Burns is maybe the most interesting guy in the NHL for just, like, being out of the box, not, like, your standard, like, hockey guy who likes golf, likes all, like, the simple stuff. You know, he's a guy that, like, I think he owns, like, a ranch now, and he's got, like, zebras and everything on his ranch, and he, like, lives that, like, wildlife. He's, like, the liver king. You know, like, you know, the Liver King's always like running no shoes on. He's kind of like Burns.
The Liver King right now is in a bad spot. He had to bail himself out of jail. He got booked for threatening Joe Rogan. So the Liver King, it's gone the other direction. I hope that's not how Brent Burns' next couple months go, TK.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching them, you know, the Liver King stuff. He's went off the deep end. Maybe too many steroids. He's kind of going crazy. But
steroids? I thought that was just from eating raw meat. I can't possibly imagine he was taking steroids, TK.
Was it ball testicles? Would you ever eat ball testicles?
Ball testicles. Like, I think he was doing enough steroids that Secretariat would have been jealous back in the day. Tyler Kennedy right now, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. TK, I do have some actual hockey to talk with you about, although bull testicles, Brent Burns, and snakes on a plane, honestly, is very entertaining to me. You've got a big decision that Kyle Dubas is going to have to make. How does he handle having the 11th and 12th picks in this draft? If you were Dubas, would you think about trading up to try to get one of the more premium guys, even though it's not considered like this ultra high-end draft like next year will be?
I think I would probably wait on this year. It's not, like you said, the strongest draft, and I think you try to load up for next year and put yourself in a position. And it depends how they're going to do this year, right? It depends where they're at trade deadline. It depends where they're at Christmas. Are they going to kind of tank to try to get a real, real high-end pick, and now they're setting themselves up for the future really nice? Right now, I just don't think it's the right move to try to get up as high as possible this year unless they have someone on their radar that they really like.
If you're trying to rebuild, if you're Kyle Dubas too, I know they've been connected to the big defenseman, stay-at-home guy, and complete Kashawn Atchison, I think it is. If you're trying to rebuild, though, a team, are you looking for that, like, classic top four type defenseman at pick 11, something like that? Or are you trying to rebuild? Do you think you can rebuild a team more quickly, all things being equal, like the players being of equal pedigree with a forward?
I think you take care of your defense first, especially with how this year went, right? Like, we are really missing a guy like Brooks Orpik, Scuderi, like a Dumoulin at the start, a guy that you can let those guys like Chris Letang, you know, Carlson run, because you know there's going to be a guy that's always going to stay back, who's always going to be make the right decision with the puck. I think you're looking for a guy like that, especially right now. I think defense was a big problem last year moving forward, which needs to be addressed. And if they have a guy like that, I think he could help a lot with just simple plays, getting it out of the zone, just getting it away from some of their goalie situations.
Well, then I want this Atchison kid because he's 6'2". He is apparently, he's a left shot. He is apparently described by everybody as a, basically on the ice, a real mean SOB. That sounds exactly like Brooks Orpik, basically.
Yeah, and we do need, again, we need some sandpaper. We need some guys back there that when you go in the front of the net, like, you remember why you don't go there too much is because you're going to take a beating. You know, when you have guys that let you hang out in front of the net and don't make you pay a price, they score too many goals there. You need guys to remind you that it's a hard place to go. It's not easy scoring goals in front of the net because you have those D that are going to pound you in front, that are going to make you pay. They're going to make you leave with some black and blue bruises after the game. So, yeah, I think this would be a great pick.
TK, Tyler Kennedy joining us right now on the PM team. How would you try to handle this offseason? So you mentioned, like, you know, how does Kyle Dubas want to do it? Does he want to set himself up or look at it next year midstream and, hey, are we closer to the bottom? Are we sneaking around a playoff spot still? How would you actually handle this offseason if you were Dubas? Would you be trying to accelerate this rebuild, or would you be looking to say, I'm more loading up that the 2026 offseason is the one where I really want to make my big moves, my splash moves, and take care of business?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, I think the first thing I would do is I would start making a couple moves to start the process, start looking for guys for the future. And right away, when you look at last year, I think the big problem was the goaltending, right? We have to figure out if Jari, again, I think we said this last summer, like, what do we do with the goaltending situation? We need to get a number one goalie. And then you look at the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers won so handedly this year is because Bobrovsky was so solid. Like, having such a good goalie means so much. So I think they have to handle that situation. They have to see what they have and then go from there.
Isn't Bobrovsky, though, being so good, like, kind of an indication that it's hard to plan around a goal, like, finding the goalie and having that goalie be great? Because we've seen the Penguins in previous playoffs turn him into a complete, like, basket case and just completely ruin him. That's why that position always strikes me as so volatile.
Right, and I think you have to give them time to find their game, to get that mentally strong attitude. Like, when you think of all goalies, they all go through ups and downs, from Fleury to him. You know, that I remember when Fleury really struggled, we played the Philadelphia Flyers, and it's just tough because goalies, they are hot and cold. And when they are cold, it's usually a pretty long time. But I feel like every goalie has to go through that so they can learn how to bounce back quicker and quicker every year. The more veteran you are in front of the net, the more veteran you are in that net, the better you are throughout the year. And I think guys like Bobrovsky, they've been through those battles. He was getting pulled 3 years ago. from Florida. They weren't sure who their starter was, and then he caught fire in playoffs last year, and then he hasn't stopped since. So I think it just takes time, but I feel like we've given our goalies enough chances. You know, it's been 2 or 3 years where they've really struggled. I think it's time to maybe make a move and see what we can get for one of these guys, or move a defenseman for a better goalie.
Tyler Kennedy joining us, another minute or so. TK, a couple quick thoughts, all right? Yes or no, deep down, because Josh Yoey writing that he's exploring trades as Kyle Dubas for this player, but that he wouldn't be unhappy if he ended up back on this roster. Do you think Kyle Dubas wants Erik Karlsson back with the Penguins next year in a perfect world for him?
No.
Evander Kane gets dealt by the Oilers to the Canucks, which is one that has some people scratching their heads. Evander Kane comes into your locker room. Is everybody kind of like, ugh, your reputation precedes you? Or is a guy like that getting a fair shake in a new place where it's, hey, your slate is clean with us. We're going to kind of wait and see how you act.
No, he's a cancer in the room.
It's kind of... Didn't know what you were going to say there, but his reputation, I thought, kind of preceded him, which is why I was shocked that the Canucks were willing to make that deal. I think that's all I got. I don't have any more snake questions for you, so I think we'll adjourn on that note, TK. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.